Art in Seoul is a weekly spotlight on arts and culture in our area and is funded in part by O'Connor Hearing Center in Ann Arbor, dedicated to providing a greater quality of life through advanced precision hearing aids on Zeeb Road in Ann Arbor and online at O'ConnorHearing.com.
You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art in Seoul, the art of better living. This is Lisa Berry, and we're joined by a very special guest on this edition of Art and Soul, The Art of Better Living. He's a local businessman, an author, the CEO of Menlo Innovations in Ann Arbor, and the author of a book, Joy Incorporated, Richard Sheridan. Welcome to 89.1 WEMU.
Great to be here, Lisa.
Next to love, joy has to be one of my other favorite words in life. So we're going to get to how that inspired you and what brought you to write a book about it. Tell us a little bit about your professional background, your career.
Well, I started out in the computer programming industry when I was just a kid in high school up in Mount Clemens, Michigan. My high school offered a computer science class when I was a freshman in 1971, and quite frankly, I was hooked from that point on. And I started working as a programmer before I could even drive a car at the Macomb Intermediate School District. I worked for 3.5 years, eventually came up to the University of Michigan, got a couple of degrees in computer science, computer engineering, and then launched a career here in Ann Arbor. This is a great town to be in the software business.
You have a book called Joy Incorporated. When did you write that?
It was released back in December of 2013.
Okay. And what's the book about?
It's about what it takes to build an intentionally joyful culture and what we did at Menlo to do that.
Well, I think when you hear a software programmer or computers, you think, you have that type of brain. I'm the type of person who thinks someone's wired a certain way. But if you're writing a book about joy, what does that say about how you look at life?
Well, you know, I was hooked from an early age on something that I thought was going to be a dreamy profession. This idea of having an idea in your head and turning something into software just felt, it really appealed to my engineer heart. I love to build things. But very quickly in my career, I ran into what I call my personal trough of disillusionment. I fell out of love with the industry I'd chosen as a profession. And quite frankly, by my mid-30s, I was scared. I didn't know what I was going to do the rest of my life. I didn't want to be in this industry anymore. And quite frankly, in that moment, I decided maybe I can change the whole industry. Maybe I can take such a different approach, the world will take notice. And at the very least, the outcome could be I build the place I want to work. And that's really how Menlo came to be and how the book sprang out of all of that.
So what are your priorities there?
You know, for us, what we talk about is literally the business value of joy. And when you think of a technical team, when you think of a team that wants to create something, a technical team really isn't satisfied simply with doing the work. They want to see their work get out into the world and delight people. That's kind of the engineering heart, is that somebody grabs hold of something you did and says, I love this thing.
Doesn't everybody want that, though?
Well, I think so. Yeah, I think we all want that. We want to see the work of our hearts, our hands, and our minds get out into the world, whether it's a product or a service, and have others be delighted in what we do. I was being denied that for most of my career. I didn't want that anymore. And so when we talk about joy at Menlo, it's very explicit and it's external. Who do we serve? What do we want to do for them?
Is it about setting up a culture of joy for your employees?
You know, there is certainly happiness at Menlo, but we're not happy every minute, every day. Even in the book, I distinguish between joy and happiness. I think being happy every minute of every day would actually require medication. But for us, it's that long arc of joy that when you get a team of people together, you work hard shoulder to shoulder, and one day you deliver something important to the world, and you do it in a way where, as Edward Deming says, you had a chance to work with pride.
We're talking to the CEO of Menlo Innovations in Ann Arbor here on Art and Soul, The Art of Better Living. His name is Richard Sheridan. Let's go back to that a minute. What is the difference in your mind between joy and happiness?
So happiness for me is momentary. We can be happy many times a day, but joy is that long arc. You know, for any of us who ever raised children, we know that it's not happiness every minute of every day. And I have 3 daughters, and they're all wonderful girls, and they were great growing up. But the joy of parenting is in the long arc of raising a good child, of hopefully getting them on their way in life. But you're not going to be happy every minute of every day.
I think happiness is a choice, though.
Certainly, but you know, we can be overwhelmed sometimes. We can feel like we're being taken over by circumstances around us. I think when we have that vision on something meaningful and important down the road, we can work through the tougher times to get to that joyful outcome that we're hoping for.
When you wrote the book Joy Incorporated, who is going to benefit from that?
You know, what I saw in the world, they're looking for a change. They're looking for a way to bring joy into their environments. And what I realized was I was writing to an earlier version of me. I was writing to that change agent within an organization who said, can things be better? Does it always have to be this way? And I think a lot of people are looking for tangible examples to see where can I get to joy? What could I do in order to get to that point?
When you're talking about that, though, are you talking about from a business aspect or from a personal aspect or both?
You know, I think my friend Ari Weinzweig likes to say we only have one life. When we talk about work-life balance, we have to think about our entire lives. And I don't think you can be one person at work and another person at home and live a very happy life. And so I think the joy in work leads to the joy in life.
Speaking of Ari Weinzweig, he has a new book out called The Power of Beliefs. And one thing that you're quoted as saying is it boils down to your belief system. So what are your beliefs?
You know, we believe it is possible to create a system that sustainably delivers great value to the world. We believe that you can treat the people who work for you as dignified human beings. We believe that you don't have to work death march culture like is typical in our industry, that you can actually sustainably get to quality, sustainably delight the users you're intended to do that. And because we believe all those things, we formed a culture around those basic beliefs.
And you allow dogs and babies at Menlo?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we actually have a lease that says we can have up to 3 dogs in our building at any given time. Just this week, Menlo baby number 15 in the last 9 years showed up. They come in all day, every day. We have a great setup. It's not a daycare. The baby's with the parent the whole day. We have 3 Menlo babies right now. One still waiting to be delivered. One just delivered, and one that's now coming into the office. So we've sort of have 15, 16, and 17 all lined up just in 9 years.
Is there a cutoff age? How long they can hang out?
It's really up to the mom. Solomon stayed till he was 14 months old. We literally had to build a pen for him in the office so he couldn't wander around.
And then. 3 dogs.
Right now, there's only one constant dog. Usually, we'll have one or two in the office.
Richard Sheraton, CEO of Menlo, what's your bottom line on joy?
You know, for me, I think the bottom line is, are we delivering great value to the world? Are we delighting people we serve? And if we do that, the attention we turn in on ourselves, of how we form a human team to deliver those kind of results together, to work shoulder to shoulder, to do the hard work that's required, whether it's building software or delivering a great news program to the world or running a great restaurant, any of those things, it's all hard work. It's all the same. We all have to work hard. But if we can get to that point where we feel as if we're making a difference in the world, that we're leaving planet Earth a better place than we found it, I think that's a bottom line definition of joy.
Richard Sheraton is the CEO of Menlo Innovations in Ann Arbor and the author of Joy Incorporated. And we'll put links to your book and your company, whatever you'd like, on our webpage, wemu.org. And thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.
It's a pleasure to be here.